This week on the podcast, I am going to be sharing two self-hypnosis with you. One on abundance, and the other is on test-taking. I want to make sure that you are fully prepared on how to use these recordings. So today, this episode is going to be all about how to get the best out of self-hypnosis recordings that I create specifically for you. Hello, Lauren Jean here, PhD student of mind-body medicine, hypnotist, and inner voice facilitator. This is my podcast. Let's get right into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. So, today is going to be all about how you can get the very best out of the self-hypnosis recordings that you will find sprinkled into this podcast. This week, I am going to create two for you. One is going to be on abundance or attracting wealth, and the other one is going to be on test-taking or passing exams. It's the perfect time of year for college students, for middle school students, for high school students, for anyone who is preparing to take a test. So I just want to put that out there. These are free recordings that I am gifting to you as my audience. I know these are two very big topics among many others, so I'll be creating more as I hear from you guys on what you actually want to be working on. But before you get into that, I want to prepare you properly on how to use these recordings. It's not simply you just go in and listen and the magic happens. It certainly doesn't happen like that. Otherwise, we would all be a lot more successful in everything that we want to do. I also don't want you to think that this is a quick fix. This is certainly not a quick fix. Everything in life that is worth it does take some work. So I am just going to riff off the top of my mind the most important things that you need to know going into these recordings. And you might want to take some notes or listen to this a couple of times so that you can really get the most important points. The first thing is I want you to intend on achieving results. Intend on it. Don't hope, don't wish, don't pray. None of that. Intend on it. An intention sets a powerful foundation for your mind that I am going in and I am going to ... whatever that is for you. So intend on achieving results. That's the first thing. All right. The second thing is knowing that this will take some time. Like I said before, don't expect magical results. This is something that takes a lot more time, especially if you're doing it solo. If you're doing it one-on-one with me in a session, there's a lot more work that goes into it, and I make it easier on you because I help you and lead you throughout the entire session. So if that's something that you're looking for, reach out. I'll help you out. Okay? So when you are going into a self-hypnosis, there's a difference than just a meditation. And I'm going to go over this really quick because that's not the focus of this. So a hypnosis is you're going in there with looking for a specific outcome. Now you could do that in a meditation. However, meditation is more about letting go and releasing. Okay. It's a little bit different and there's much more that goes into that. But with a hypnosis, you're looking for a specific outcome. All right. You're looking to rewire your mind in this session. Now, when I work with my clients and when they do their own work on the side, it generally takes about 21 days to rewire your subconscious mind. So these recordings are meant for you to listen to over and over and over. I suggest that you listen to them in the morning or at nighttime as you're drifting off into sleep. Yes, you can go to sleep with these in your ears. You will still get the same effects. Okay, so during a sleepy time, I say sleepy time, when you're in a theta state, when you're in a delta state, when you're in an alpha state, all of those are states in which your subconscious is alive rather than your beta thinking mind when you're listening to this podcast. And that's your critical thinking mind, okay? So when you are awakening in the morning, you are still in a sleepy state. So that's before you get out of your bed. And as you are drifting off and you start to go into this state where maybe you are, when you kind of fall into sleep and you're just kind of there. Yeah, that's a sleepy state. You're kind of feeling a little dreamy, a little dozy. That's not a word, dozy. It is a word now, but those are the sleepy states, all right? And it's also, if you've done meditation, which I'm sure you have, it's where you start to drift off, all right? That is the key word, drift off. So those are the most powerful times for your subconscious / unconscious to be wide awake, taking in this information. So you can listen to these recordings either first thing in the morning, pop in your earbuds or your headphones, before you wake up completely. You can even pop these in if you're waking up in the middle of the night to go use the bathroom, and you can drift back into a sleepy state listening to this. So during a sleepy state, first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, middle of the night if you wake up to use the bathroom, or as you are drifting off to sleep, you can pop these into your ears. If you are doing this during the day, and even if you're not, this is a good way to prepare. You want to make sure that your bladder is empty. Use the bathroom. Get some water. Get some tissues. If you're doing this during the day, I suggest that you are sitting up so that you don't fall asleep and you're taking a nap in the middle of the day, unless that's what you are intending to do. Make sure you're comfortable. You can make sure that you're head and your back are supported. For those who are more seasoned in self-hypnosis or meditation, you can sit up in a comfortable leg cross, kind of Indian style, or you can put your feet flat on the ground, however you are comfortable. Make sure that you are in a room that is quiet. You don't want to be interrupted unless you are, again, a seasoned person who is meditating on a daily basis or who's very practiced in it, and you can block things out easily. You want to make sure that there are no children, pets, or spouses around. You want to make sure that there's no yelling in the background, or in my case, dogs howling. Happens a lot. Make sure that you're in a spot where you have some privacy to do your practice. All right, so those are some basic tips, and what you're going to hear, basically a quick breakdown. Well, it's not even really a breakdown. I'm going to quickly give you a little taste of what you can expect. So first, these episodes are not going to have any introduction. They are not going to have my introduction. They're not going to have anything like that. They're going to be strictly a hypnotic recording. So when you go into these episodes, you're going to be ready to go. Okay? Ready to go. Going right into it. No questions, nothing. So when you open up a recording, just be ready to go. Make sure you've done all the things that I shared with you in preparation, such as using the bathroom, getting some tissues, getting some water, finding a comfortable spot where you're either sitting up in a comfy chair with your back and your head supported, or you are laying right down ready to go to sleep or waking up. Just be ready to go is basically the idea. So what you can expect from a session, it's not going to be super long. I intend on being about 15 minutes, possibly shorter, depending on how the words are flowing out of my mouth and I'm setting up the session for you. but you're going to go into it. We're going to start with a induction. So that's bringing you into a relaxed state. And then I'm going to go right into the rewiring part. And I'm going to really come up with some creative ideas in helping you to get your results. Now, for the after this session, you're going to allow yourself to wake up completely. And you are going to, well, I suggest that you journal after this. Journal anything that has come up for you during the session, any memories that have popped up, any emotions that you felt, if you felt them in a specific part of your body. Write all of this stuff down. And also, write down what this stuff means to you. Is this something that you need to work on? Is there a trigger? Is there a memory that has been on your mind for a long time? Make the connections in writing them down, because when you're writing them down, your brain is automatically making these connections make sense. So you can go in and start to rewrite and rearrange the story that's inside of your head. So make sure you have a journal and make sure that you have some time after to reflect and to really think about what happened and what came up in that session for you. And one more thing I want to mention is in the beginning, when I am bringing you into a session, into a state of hypnosis, we are going to work with what's called an eye roll. And that's when you are entering a deep state of relaxation by flipping the eyes up. So your head is straight, looking forward as if you're looking on a, say, the wall in front of you, and you're keeping your head completely straight. So your chin stays totally straight, and you're going to flip your eyes as if you're looking back behind your head. So you're rolling your eyes up and back. And what this does is it helps to turn off the critical thinking mind, and it tires the eyes so that they can go into a relaxed state and allow your body and your mind to relax. So you're going to feel, not everyone does, but most people do feel a fluttering, kind of like when you are in a delta state, sleeping in a dreamy state, and your eyes are fluttering. You can see your animal do this. I see my dog do this all the time. It's the same idea. Their mind is completely at ease. They are relaxed. And this is what allows you to go deeper into the session. So I use this a lot and it works very well. And believe it or not, you get much, much better with this with practice. So as you do it more and more, you can go into a hypnotized state even quicker. And you can even use this during your meditations. And I do that and I call it kind of a hypno meditation. So That is all of the tips that I have for you today to go into a really relaxed state of hypnosis and get the very best from the sessions that I will be providing for you. Right now, I do have a couple on the podcast already about trusting the unconscious mind, and I also have a self-hypnosis for anxiety. I might have another one or two on here, however, I can't remember at this very moment, but I'm going to leave it at that. And I will be creating those two sessions for you, Abundance and Wealth, same thing, and Passing Tests or Passing Exams. Those will be released by the end of the week. If you have any more questions or if you have any other recordings that you would like to hear for yourself, I would be happy to do that. You just need to reach out to me at laurenjeanwellandhip@gmail.com. Say hello, tell me you are listening to the podcast and you want to have a specific recording so that you can personally listen to it. I am totally open to that and I love doing those types. If you are interested in working with me one-on-one in an RTT session or inner voice session, you can also reach out to me at laurenjeanwellandhip@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, The Girl with the Vine Tattoo, or on TikTok at the Lauren Jean Show podcast. I am happy to connect with you there. So I'm going to leave it right now, and I will talk to you later in the week. Hope you enjoyed this episode and you got some great tips out of it. Talk to you soon. Bye.